Call the Rules Committee to order. Senator Lyson, Senator Kelly, Senator Rowley, Senator Sturgill-Lewski on hand. Mr. Campbell, could you explain to us, Committee Substitute for House Bill 89, accompanying SCR 58, suspending the Rules Committee. We originally calendared HB 89 as it came over from the House. We had a request by a member of the body to have a title change and an additional addition to the bill, and in order to do that, we would need to work on the resolution as well as the rescinding our action in adopting 89 and then adopting a new committee substitute. Could you speak to what's happened here? Sure.
Madam Chair, Senate Bill 89 was a very non-controversial bill which simply allowed the combination of half-time and full-time credit towards retirement. Didn't in any way give any increase in retirement, but affected the number of years. The proposed amendment was proposed by Representative Navarre, the original sponsor of the bill, and supported by Senator Duncan, who was the sponsor on this side of companion legislation. What it would do is qualify these teachers for the early retirement system. I believe both Representative Navarre and Senator Duncan realized that that may have very tough sledding, but I think there's been an effort made to at least make the effort and see if the body will go for it, and if not, then we'd go with the original House Bill 89.
I think that explains it. Thank you.
Would you like a motion on both of those?
Well, if either a motion or some discussion, however the...
Madam Chair, I'd like to have retirement people in here and tell me what this means and how this affects the retirement system. I am absolutely tired of passing retirement bills with zero fiscal notes. It's bullshit. Bullshit.
If it's, you know, up to... let me put it this way. I will bring this back at the next Rules Committee meeting and have both the sponsor and people on hand. So if you would delete, just not consider then, SCR 58 and HB 89, we'll move from there.
Madam Chair,
Senator Rody.
Madam Chairman, I would move that SCR 56, SCR 57, Senate Bill 206, Senate Bill 384. Delete that. We're starting Senate Bill 206, Senate Bill 551, House Bill 195, House Bill 331, House Bill 369, House Bill 404, House Bill 424, HCR 46, and HJR 96, be calendar at the discretion of the chair.
Unanimous consent has been asked. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Rody.
Madam Chairman, I would move that Senate Bill 384, Senate Bill 415, and House Bill 220 be calendar at the discretion of the chair.
Yes.
Pending referral.
Pending referral, my apologies.
And unanimous consent?
Ask unanimous consent.
Objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And I do want to point out for the Information of the Rules Committee that those bills that appear on the calendar, that notice was given, so we've met all of the requirements, and we will or do have a memo to that effect from Tam Cook Legal. So everything is fine. Now all we need are the bill or two. Anything more to come before the Rules Committee? If not, the meeting's adjourned, and thank you.
All right, what's the status of Lust?
Lust is lustful and alive.